Workers unionized a Walmart store in Canada last year. It was the company's only union store in North America. Last week, Walmart closed it. Officials say the store wasn't making money, but many think Walmart's real purpose was to scare workers elsewhere from organizing. The store's closure has divided the small French-Canadian city of Jonquière between those who love Walmart's low prices and those who can't stand its labor practices. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
The Walmart store here is an empty shell. Most of the shelves are gone. Workers in blue vests break down the few that remain, wrapping the metal pieces in strapping tape. Most of the staff loiter near the cash registers. Jonquière is an industrial city, 230 miles northeast of Montreal. Walmart's decision to close the store last week has turned once devoted customers into fierce critics.
We used to like Walmart. When they arrived here, we were happy. But today, we don't like Walmart anymore.
That's John Tremblay, the mayor who oversees Jonquière. He used to shop at Walmart every week. Now he sees the company as a global bully. Unions are in steep decline in the U.S., but in Canada, they're much stronger. Tremblay says that when foreign companies invest here, they should respect community values.
They can make lockout. We have some rule about that. But close a store like that, it's not fair for us. Because you're so big, you can do that. You can say to the people, I have my own rule, and you will obey to mine.
Walmart insists the Jonquière store never made money. But Jonquière is also the only one of Walmart's more than 250 stores in Canada that has ever closed for financial reasons. Walmart denies it shut the store to intimidate other workers from joining a union. Company spokesman Kevin Groh talked by phone from his office outside Toronto.
As one of Quebec and one of Canada's largest private employers, we're not in business to put people out of work. And frankly, as people, it's a sad situation for us, because I can tell you very truthfully that there are many people throughout the organization with friends in that Jonquière store, and it's a sad and very dark day.
The union fight in Jonquière split store workers. Joanna Debien worked as a cashier part-time and supported the union in hopes of getting more hours. She said anti-union workers mocked her and her allies.
They called us many names. They called us cows. It's always behind our back. We don't hear it, but there are other people around them who tell us constantly. Last weekend, someone told us about another employee who looked at us and said, those two damn women, they're working again. But it's never direct. They always say it to someone else, knowing we will hear about it. That's part of their tactic to intimidate us.
Some workers say they oppose the union because Walmart already treated them well. Noella Langlois worked full-time, earning more than $9 an hour Canadian, stocking shelves. Before joining the company, she spent years working in restaurants without benefits.
It is very, very different from a restaurant. In the restaurant, there is no employment security, no benefits. But here at Walmart, there was employment security, there was medical insurance, there's a pension fund. They also give you a 10% discount on all the goods you buy in the store. There were holidays. There was many, many advantages.
Some consumers oppose Walmart on principle. Chantal Tremblay teaches French literature at the local college. She sees Walmart as a symbol of bottom-line American capitalism, a company that sucks money out of a community without giving much back.
I think there's this kind of a wind or bad wind that comes from the USA, where the employees depend on the company. There's no quality of life for them and there's no social advantages. I've been to the U.S. I've seen that people are either very rich or very poor. We don't want this here in our culture.
But for shoppers like Joanna Tollefson, all that matters is price. As the store prepared to close, she scavenged for bargains, picking up cans of pumpkin for 10 cents each.
I like going to Walmart because there's often good deals, and of course it's shutting down, so there's even more good deals. Why I go there, if you'd like to know, is I find it has a bit of everything. When I need things for my animals, they have good variety at a good price. Just for example, the toothpaste for dogs, which sounds kind of funny. If you buy it somewhere else, it's $15. There, it's $6.
Like many consumers in Jonquière, Tollefson says she doesn't know much about the union battle. And to her, the store's closure doesn't matter. She'll just go to another Walmart, a short drive away in the city of Chicoutimi.
I guess I'm quite fortunate because there's another Walmart not far, so it doesn't really affect me. I feel sorry for the people who lost their jobs, but maybe they shouldn't have got the union in. Like I say, I don't know the details. Maybe they had good reason or not. I don't know.
Jonquière has a reputation as a big labor town. About 2 in 5 workers belong to unions. But some worry that publicity from the store's closure will make it harder for the city to attract outside business. Clément Girard teaches economics at the local college.
I fear that we have an image in Jonquière, and it will get more negative. This image will be less attractive for others' company outside the region.
Even with the closure of the Jonquière store, the union is pressing ahead to organize elsewhere in Quebec. But it won't be easy finding supporters at the store in Chicoutimi. Jesse Potier works in the parking lot there, collecting shopping carts. He says many employees are older and afraid Walmart will shut the store if they try to organize.
Here, the majority are against unionization because they want to keep their job until retirement.
The battle to unionize Walmart now moves to Saint-Hyacinthe, east of Montreal. That's where another group of Walmart workers won union recognition in January. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
You can see photos from Quebec at npr.org.